What up? It's Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the new edition story on BET, actor Algie Smith. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Dude, yeah. I'm excited about this. I was a big, a big new edition fan.
Yeah, favorite song?
Yeah. Well, my first rap I ever heard or memorized was the one to Cool It Now.
Okay.
When you got a girl who takes her time, you can't roll with the, you can't mess with the pacing. When you got, hold on, damn, I got to remember, I was 9 years old. You got a girl who takes her time. You can't roll with the face. You can't mess with that. Hey, yourself, dude.
Let you know.
And I hope this message stands on your mind because I've did a girl.
It's right on top.
There's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down.
Stay in control.
Yeah, see, as you can see. Yeah. Damn, I haven't done that in like 30 years.
Yeah.
Shoot, back in the day, I had it down, though. So wait a minute. You play Ralph Tresvant in this biopic. So he was a man right there. Yeah, how familiar? Because you, what are you, about 12?
You know what I'm saying?
How familiar were you with New Edition?
Man, I was very familiar. I think everyone has grown up hearing a New Edition song, whether they know it or not, especially an extension of a New Edition, at least, a BBD Poison. Everybody's heard Poison.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but for me specifically, my dad used to play guitar touring with Ralph, Johnny, and Bobby.
Oh, really?
So that's when I was actually like 12 or 13. So that just came back full circle for me when I got the part. So
yeah, what a trip. Where are you from?
Man. I'm from Saginaw, Michigan, originally.
Saginaw, Michigan. Yeah, okay, yeah. You're living out here now?
Yeah, living out here in LA.
How do you like it?
I love LA, bro. I feel like I was meant to be here, you know. I wake up, I see the sunshine, I see the hills, you know.
No desire to go back, huh?
No, I'm good. I love going back home, though, but I'm good.
So how did the movie come about? Just as simple as an audition and you went out for it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, producer Jesse Collins has been working on the movie for like 10 years now. And so I got an audition in Atlanta. They actually wanted me to audition for Mike first. So I went in for that and they was like, can you stay and audition for Ralph? So I stayed, came out here to LA a couple months later, and went to another callback, and then I ended up getting a part, and then just from there, it was a boot camp. We did 8 hours a day straight dancing, 30 minutes lunch for like 4 months, and we had to embody 30 years of their greatness in 3 weeks of our boot camp, you feel me?
So really? So you cover that? What's the span you cover from ages like what to what?
The beginning, so from the start of their career from 1979 all the way up until 2005, so it's a 30-year.
Wow.
It shows you the drugs, the triumphs, the letdowns, the brotherhood, the loyalty, all of that.
Where were those guys from?
They're from Boston, OP.
Okay,
Orchard
that's
Park.
Right, that's right,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah.
They're from Boston. And did you get to meet and talk to Ralph at all?
Yeah. So when I first got the part, me and Ralph sat down and he specifically told me he didn't want me to try to be like him for the role. He said they picked me for a reason because I already embody him. And with the rest of the fellas as well, they embody these, you know, the actual guys. And so sitting down with him, man, it's just like sitting down with greatness. Like, he's been touring the world since he was 12 and 13 years old. Like, he knows this like the back of his hand. So
yeah,
that was just a blessing getting able to do that.
And all of the members are back as executive producers, right? So were they intricately involved?
Or? Yeah, they were on set. So they were in our boot camps. They were in our rehearsals at times. They would come on set, fluctuate different in and outs. We would call them when we needed help. As soon as we got out of boot camp, like, yo, I need help with this. And they were on the phone anytime we needed them.
That must have felt kind of like a little weird, but because of the pressure and you don't want to let them down, right, at the same time?
I say it's like, it's nerve-wracking, but it's also a cheat sheet. It's nerve-wracking because, like you're saying, we have the guys there, so it's like, you don't want to mess up their legacy that they got to watch back and be
right.
No, he didn't play me right. I don't, like, and he has to watch it over
and over again.
You know? But it's also a cheat sheet because I have them there, I have Ralph there to be like, no, I'm smoother than that, or try it this way, or maybe do it this way and it'll be right.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, having them there is definitely a luxury.
And you were just on Hollywood Boulevard watching New Edition get their star on the Walk of Fame. That must have been cool.
Yeah, that was crazy. Seeing them all together, we haven't seen them together since the last rehearsal, I think. So seeing them all together and in that moment that they get to shine and something that I feel like is long overdue happen is just amazing.
And you're a singer yourself, right? In your own right.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so is that something that you did prior to acting or sort of all at the same time? Or
Yeah, I've been doing music before I was an actor. I've been doing music since I was 9. So I've just been sharpening that craft. Being able to do a role like this is a blessing because it opens up and shows everything that I can do. So
you really got to sing in the movie?
Yeah, we had to go back.
They didn't use the song. Really?
No, we went back and we re-sung every song, and then we reshot the videos.
Right.
So, yeah, we did.
How many songs did you guys do?
Man, we did Cool It Now, Candy Girl. We did all their old stuff and dang near most of like the Any Heartbreak stuff. Like, If It Isn't Love, You're Not My Kind of Girl. Like, Boys to Men.
And Ralph was on all those tracks. Yeah.
Man, come on, man. Ralph, Johnny, everybody. Yeah.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. And you're also starring in Catherine Bigelow's next movie.
Yes, sir.
She, of course, made The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this film.
First of all, first woman to win an Oscar. Let's talk about
that. That's right, yes.
She did that. This is just an amazing project to be a part of. You have John Krasinski in it, John Boyega, Jason Mitchell, Anthony Mackie. Just the names to start with. But it's just a great story that needs to be told. This is the 50th anniversary this year. It's about the Detroit riots back in 1967 and the police riots. So they raided this hotel and just did a lot of things that just weren't supposed to take place. And you get to see this just gory story come to life. And she did an amazing job shooting it.
What's the name of the film?
They don't have a name yet. It's the Untitled Detroit Project as of now.
Untitled Detroit Project.
Yeah, yeah.
And so have you already shot it or you're shooting
it? Yeah. We already filmed it. I have to go shoot one more day in February. So they called me back. Which is why it was like, don't touch your hair. Don't cut your hair. I was like, I got to get fresh now. Don't cut your hair. I was like, okay, I won't cut my hair. But I got to shoot one more day, then we're done. It comes out August 4th.
Comes out August 4th, yeah. The Untitled Detroit Project.
Yeah.
Titled to come, but a great cast and a great director. Good for you, man. Good for you. So who's your team? Who are you rooting for this Super Bowl?
Man, you know, I grew up in Atlanta some, so I have to go for Atlanta for the Super Bowl.
So wait, how'd you go? I thought you were in Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah, so I'm from Saginaw. I spent some time growing up in Atlanta.
What do you mean you spent some time? Like, so were you a Marine? You
just traveled? Yeah, I went there. I had base there. I took my family. I had to raise some kids. And No. So I was born in Saginaw. I stayed there for about 10 years, and we moved to Atlanta.
Oh, then you moved to Atlanta. Okay,
yeah,
so you kind of grew up in Atlanta,
too, yeah, so
okay.
I know if the Falcons win, the city is going to be super lit, so I have to go back. Yeah, so, you know, come on now. This is Atlanta we talking about. They have so many letdowns in the past. We got to, you know, I'm happy for us. So I'm pulling for them. Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you pulling for? What's going on?
You know, I got no dog. Both the teams that I wanted to go didn't go. Okay, with all due respect, okay. The Falcons. I wanted the Steelers, and which would have been ironic because the last time I was at the Super Bowl, it was those two teams.
Oh yeah.
But now, you know, just don't want to see the Pats win again, man.
You know, so I think everybody's kind
of
tired.
At this point, I'm going for the Falcons.
Yeah. Okay. But New Edition's not tired of that. New Edition would love to see the Patriots win. They're from Boston, so.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice way to bring it back.
You know, come on, man. Come on,
back right there, Alex. Yeah, I like the way you brought it back. All right, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Okay, quick questions, quick answers.
Let's go.
Go-to karaoke song.
Tupac, How Do You Want It?
Oh, you rap.
Come on, man. That's what I started doing. I was a rapper first.
Well, I'm learning now. Yeah, so you rap first, then you sang, then you got into it.
Yeah, but the ladies love the voice, so I got to put that
out
there.
Oh, so you kind of like Drake. Give him a little rap.
I can actually. Now, Drake, he got it, but I can sing now.
But you can bring it now.
I can sing, yeah.
Well, then how come you don't do a song when you're karaoke and you give him Tupac?
Ooh, because that's just my heart. Like, that's
so, okay, let's say you had to do something lyrical. What would you do?
Something lyrical?
Like straight sing. Who would you say?
Oh, straight sing. I'm going to just go with R. Kelly song. I'm going to do Your Body's Calling.
That's my favorite R. Kelly song right there.
Here,
oh, you just went up right.
Get
that's
out
the
of here.
Dog, I'm older than you. 12 Play was my jam. That was early 90s. You know how much loving went down back then. That was single then.
I know, but I'm trying to bring that into my era.
Give me a little Your Body's Calling then, a little bit.
I'll be turning that on for girls now.
Well, let's hear a little. Start a little Your Body. I'm putting you on the spot.
Body's calling for me.
Yeah. That's legit. Still the jam right there. All right, I like your style. All right.
Thank you, man.
TV guilty pleasure.
Ooh, Fresh Prince.
That's not so guilty.
Yeah,
that's
good. Yeah.
Favorite New Edition single.
Ooh. You're not my kind of girl. Gotta go with
that's
that
a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh, growing up. Megan Good or Lauren London, one of the two. But they both gone now. They taken. It's
all right. Well, that's all right growing up, though. If you can freeze time, that's okay.
Yeah. But I gotta go with a classic though, so I'm gonna say two more. Nia Long.
You got a roster.
I'm gonna stop it there. I'm gonna stop with Nia Long.
That's a good squad. Mm-hmm. Time travel destination. Like if you can go to any like era.
Ooh, let me go back to the 90s, like where hip hop was just ultimate.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? I wanna go right there.
Or like R&B specifically, early 90s. What superpower would you like?
Ooh, that's so hard. I would want to say read minds, but then I don't know because I'll probably snap if I see somebody reading the wrong thing.
That's a
dangerous
one.
If you with your moms or your girl somewhere, you see somebody's mind, like, dang, you're going to be like, hold on.
Yeah.
You got to chill. I don't know. Probably, I'm going to just say fly, to be able to fly. That's a girl.
You can go to Saginaw, Atlanta.
You out. LA, yeah.
You out. Carry her.
Let's go, baby.
Well, the New Edition story airs tonight through Thursday on BET, and you can follow him on Twitter at It's Algie. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by today, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
On with Mario Lopez.